Flowers and messages of hurt, sadness and disbelief line the walls of Loretto Secondary School in Clonmel, just 150 metres from the scene of Friday night's devastating crash that claimed the lives of Luke and Grace McSweeney, Nicole Murphy and Zoe Coffey. This morning, prayer services were held at the Presentation Secondary School and here in Loretto Secondary School, where we're broadcasting from this afternoon. Our reporter Sharon Lynch was down at the Presentation School. Sharon, a very sad scene, I'm sure.
Yeah, extremely sad, Sharon. Of course, prayers are being said at local religious ceremonies across South Tipperary today following that single vehicle collision that claimed the lives of Nicole Murphy, Zoe Coffey, Grace McSweeney and her brother Luke McSweeney, all from Clonmel. Now, as you say, remembrance services were held at Loretto Secondary School and Presentation Secondary School this morning. Now, this gave students the opportunity to come together and remember the victims of Friday's crash, to talk and to mourn together. Now, there was a remembrance service held yesterday as well, but some sixth-year students were working, so it gave them an opportunity to mourn together today in the school. Along with music in the Presentation Secondary School, we heard in the prayer service that sixth-years gave a reflection to first-years during the year called Footprints in the Sand, which is read back to students this afternoon in memory of the four victims. And there was also a reading from St John's Gospel. Candles were also lit by students for the four victims.
Alina brings the first candle, which represents our grief. The pain of losing Zoe, Grace, Luke and Nikki is intense, and it reminds us of the depth of our love for them. Caitlin lights the second candle, which represents our courage, to feel our sorrow and to comfort each other in the coming days. Saloni lights the third candle, which we light in their memory, for the times we laughed, for the times we cried, the silly things we did, the care, joy and love they gave us. Kira lights the fourth candle, which we light for our love. In lighting this candle, we are reminded that their light will always shine. We cherish this special place in our hearts that will always be reserved for Zoe, Grace, Luke, and Nikki. We thank God for the gift they brought to each of us.
Students at Presentation Secondary School there. Of course, the three young people in the car, Grace McSweeney, Nicole Murphy and Zoe Coffey, had just hours earlier received their leaving certificate exam results. They were heading out to celebrate a huge milestone in their lives. Grace's brother Luke was dropping them off ahead of their big night. But as the car came down Mountain Road, it overturned and hit a wall and all four died at the scene. Well, joining me here in Clonmel now are the principals of Presentation Secondary School and Loretto Secondary School, where the three teenage girls went to school, Michael O'Loughlin and Anne McGrath. Thank you for being with us on this week, and let me offer you both and your school communities our condolences this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you,
Sharon. We heard the voices there of students, candles being lit, a presentation, and Anne, it's been heartbreaking to see the students arrive here at Loretto, the teachers waiting with their arms outstretched to comfort them. How are they doing?
I suppose it's very important that you've observed the students and the teachers with the arms outstretched. That's exactly how it has been. We're in this together. They're welcoming their students in grief this time rather than in joy, as we did on Friday. Those hugs were there on Friday in happiness, and today they're in consolation, trying to give the girls space and time to be together, and for them to realise that their teachers, who were their teachers last Friday, are still their teachers today and will be.
And Michael, as Anne was saying, your schools were places of great excitement and joy on Friday, and it's all been turned on its head. And the students coming in there today, when you see them, you can appreciate just how young they really are.
Absolutely, and I suppose the excitement on Friday to see what happened yesterday and today, and the devastation and the grief among them. And you know, it was great that, I suppose, we had a chance to share their stories together yesterday and today. And that was our, I suppose, that's our focus now as a school and the school and Loretta as well, to support our parents, our students, our teachers, because we're all grieving together. It's just heartbreaking, like, to get that phone call on Friday night as both principals. We were devastated. The news was so bad. There was no hope. And, you know, the communities of Clonmel have rallied around us. They've been great support. Parents, emails, messages to the school, contacting us, coming into the school and supporting us. And that's what everybody needs now. The next few weeks is going to be very tough for us all. But I know the Clonmel community will rally around us.
And Dan, many of the students, when they received this news, they were out celebrating. They were on their way, many of them, on that bus that the girls were due to be on, going to a nightclub in Carlow to celebrate the next phase of their lives. How did they cope when they got that news on Friday night?
I was talking to the girls yesterday about this, actually, and it's some of the girls were already in Carlow, some were on the way. Some, ironically enough, were playing a football match and were now on the way by car. And they just said to me that they just turned around. They came home, their parents supported them, and they wanted to be together. There was a lot of unknowns initially, and it was very important that they were together. So that is what they have done since then. And as Michael said, it's really important that we continue to do that. They were there with us today, with their parents and with their teachers and with their classmates. And that's how they've gotten through until now, because they can cry and grieve together. They know how each other is feeling. Sometimes if you're not directly involved, it's very difficult for people to understand that, whereas they can be themselves. They can grieve, they can cry, they can hug. They can laugh on occasions, as Michael said, telling the stories as well from classes. And even one of the girls yesterday said, if you sat down beside Nicole, she'd have a great crack, a nice comment very quickly, and you'd have a laugh as well. So, and one of the teachers spoke about her as well. And Nicole was the child who sent a message to one of her teachers on Friday thanking her for teaching her over the last 2 years, because she'd gotten a H1 in her subject, and she just said, thank you so much for your teaching. That's the type of student we had. And as you know from the photograph that's there, the smile. So they're remembering all that. We were remembering today their Dean's their graduation mass last May. That was the last time I, as principal, spoke to the whole group. I never ever imagined that the next time I would speak to them would be as a group who were grieving the loss of one of their own. But they'll have those memories. They'll come back to them. They'll remember the good nights. They'll remember the archway of flowers as they enter the church for their graduation mass. They'll remember those comments in class. They'll remember the smile. At the moment, it's just sheer desperation. And as Michael said, there seems to be no hope on Friday night. But I think hope has come from the fact they've gotten support from the schools. They know they can come in, their families can come in, and that hope has also come from the community. They're standing beside us, as Michael said, left and centre, they are standing beside us.
And Michael, that sense of togetherness, how important do you think that's going to be in the months ahead?
Oh, absolutely huge, you know, because both schools are interconnected. This is not two separate schools.
No.
We have two girls. Nikki was in a car with two Prez girls. They're all with boyfriends and girlfriends, and there's relations.
And the CBS too, because they have brothers.
Yes, absolutely. Like Luke was a past student at CBS, and his brother's in CBS, and Nikki's brother is in the CBS. And that's, you know, the devastation and that huge interlink of all the families in Clonmel and the Ballypatrick area as well. It's not just the town here, it's outside Clonmel as well, you know. And like our two girls, I suppose, they were just so vibrant girls, and like they were soulmates, but absolutely totally different characters. Grace was a gentle, kind, kind of quiet girl, but a brilliant gymnast, a coach. A lot of girls in Loretta, she would have coached them, you know. So that's the connection we have. Zoe was a warm, vibrant, strong character. Our graduation mass, Miss Bulger, our RE teacher, said to me, we've 3 6-year classes last year, so they pick a theme for that graduation mass, and Zoe was adamant that her class would get it. And I'm just going to read you the theme of the graduation mass, because to me it just sums up everything. It was, I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you actually leave them. And I think that says it all.
Poignant words, Anne. And of course, there are three families in their wider circles. They're going to have really dark days ahead. How can Clonmel care for those families?
I think what we've been doing the last few days is very important, and I think the support we've been getting from some of the external agencies has been very important. All of the schools in town had their educational psychologists with them yesterday, because, as we said already, this is the students who have left the school but are still our class of 2023. We have the students who are coming in as first years. They are now part of our communities. And we also have staff and parents. And staff are working very hard in both schools at the moment. They've been really working since Friday night. And they will launch into their year with their new first years tomorrow. So we are going to need that support, and they are going to need it. So the agencies that have been here, I know Seesaw has already been offering space. There'll be a vigil tonight. Those are very important, because to gather, to share, to be together, that's most important. And we would always say that even if somebody isn't able to talk, to be with someone. Side by side, a lot of conversations take place, not always face to face, but side by side.
And Michael, there will be difficult moments ahead. I'm thinking, for example, CAO offers will be coming in next week. I mean, what do the girls have ahead of them?
Yeah, and I think you've hit the nail head on Wednesday. A lot of girls will get to CAO, and we're probably dealing with funerals as well. So I would just hope, like, it's going to be a big time for any student in sixth year to leave home to go to college. And now, with that devastation with them, so I would hope maybe the third level colleges will be aware of this, that there will be students coming from Loretto and Press, and they will support them as well. And, you know, that maybe, you know, the CEO would look after, make sure the students that offers, if they're accepted or if they're not accepted, that they would look after and give a bit of leeway to the students, because, you know, they're the focus at the moment is just on bereavement and the days ahead.
And for first years as well, you know, they're coming into a new school environment. They've probably been in already just to get used to it. It's daunting, but they're coming in under a very dark cloud.
Yes, actually, it's one of the things that we're communicating with parents today is to say, we had your girls with us last week. They've had a joyous start to the year. And we will say to them that Clonmel has had a very difficult weekend, but we will be seeing you tomorrow as expected and as planned, and that we will be looking after them when they come into us tomorrow. And we need their parents to know that too. In fact, as Michael said yesterday, one of the first students who came into the school yesterday were actually junior students. It was second years, because they had been doing gymnastics with Grace. So this is the whole of the school is connected, the whole of the community. And we'll look after those first years tomorrow, and we'll want them to have the memories that our girls had in sixth year and that Nicole would have had with her leaving cert graduation. We want the first years who are coming into us to have that good start. It may be a cloud outside, but once they come under our doors, they'll be looked after.
Okay. Anne McGrath, Principal of Loretto Secondary School, and Michael O'Loughlin, Principal of Presentation Secondary School. Thank you both for speaking to us on this week. And we'll have more from Clonmel later in the programme.